Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
What causes the most friction on your team? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I want to share a big lesson that I heard recently from a well-respected winning coach. But first, here's a little backstory. My wife and I were traveling to Georgia recently to attend a family wedding. It was our first time visiting the town of Americus, Georgia. If you're not familiar with Americus, it's a neighboring town of Plains, Georgia, home of Jimmy Carter, our 39th U.S. president. As just a quick side note, if you don't know much about Jimmy Carter, make a visit to Plains, Georgia, and you'll walk away with a much better understanding about why everyone loved him so much, even if he wasn't the best president we've ever had. While at the wedding, I spent some time with Dr. Henry, as he's known by his close friends. Dr. Henry was the father of the groom. I've gotten to know Dr. Henry over the past several years because my son married his daughter. Got the connection? Dr. Henry is a recently retired athletic trainer and is an avid Alabama fan. It's nearly impossible to have a discussion with him without the conversation somehow turning to sports and, more specifically, Alabama football. And as luck would have it, the wedding was being held just days after the head coach of Alabama, Nick Saban, had announced his retirement. And while there was a wedding going on, the bigger news was the discussion about who was going to be the next head coach at Alabama. I share all this because as I was talking to Dr. Henry about his retirement and the retirement of his favorite head football coach, he shared with me a quote from Nick Saban that may be some of the best advice any leader could hear. Now, I'm not sure about you, but when someone gives me advice, the first thing I do is ask myself, is this someone who I should be taking advice from? So to make sure you're with me on accepting this advice from Nick Saban, let me share a bit of his background. You may find this interesting, as I did. He was born in Fairmont, West Virginia. He played quarterback on the 1968 West Virginia State Championship team. He graduated from Kent State University in Ohio, just 10 miles from where I grew up as a kid. After being an assistant coach at Kent State, he was passed over for the head coaching opening and took a position as an assistant coach for the Houston Oilers in the NFL. A couple of years later, he was hired as head coach at the University of Toledo in Ohio and took the team to a co-championship of the Mid-America Conference. He then became defensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns, my hometown team, working under head coach Bill Belichick. He then returned to college football and became the head coach at Michigan State and then at LSU. In 2024, he was recruited to become the head coach of the Miami Dolphins for two seasons before becoming the 27th head coach at Alabama in 2007, where he remained as their head coach for the next 17 years. His career record as a college head football coach is 292 wins, 71 losses, and one tie. He's led his team to the national title seven times. He was inducted into the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame in 2013, and he's coached four Heisman Trophy winners. Now, I don't know if you knew all those details, but in my opinion, This is a guy who I believe has the credentials to give anyone who leads a team of people some solid, proven advice. So what's the advice? Get ready to write this down. High achievers don't like to be around mediocre people, and mediocre people don't like to be around high achievers. Brilliance. This may be the most succinct way of summarizing most every issue that comes up when dealing with teams of any kind. Whether it's a sports team or a business team, the statement holds true. As I think back over the conflicts, challenges, struggles, and issues that many business owners face with regard to their team, they all boil down to the idea that high achievers and mediocre team members don't mix well. High achievers are always ready to go faster, work smarter, be better, and make things happen. Meanwhile, mediocre team players are okay with how things are today, don't want to risk doing things differently, won't stretch, reach, or get out of their comfort zone, and frankly, don't give two hoots about making a better future for themselves. It's why high achievers who are surrounded by others who are mediocre get frustrated, irritated, and ultimately look elsewhere for their next opportunity. Rather than being held back and held down by those who aren't as energized as they are, they make plans to find a better team to play on. Likewise, those who are mediocre, who are on the same team as someone who's a high achiever, will spend their time making things difficult, avoiding communicating, gossiping, or pointing fingers, anything to make sure the high achiever is brought down to their level. Mediocre team players are threatened by those who are high achievers, so they spend their time undermining the team and slowing down any progress. Think about it for a minute. Think about your team and put everyone into one of these two categories, high achievers or others. By calling them others, you won't be hesitant to put those who are truly mediocre in that category. Now imagine what your business would be like if you only had others, no high achievers. Who would be doing all the thinking? You would. Who would be doing all the hard work? You would. Who would be fixing all the customer issues? You would. Who would you count on to open up every day? No one. Who could you trust to handle your cash register? No one. To be honest, it'd be a nightmare, which, by the way, many business owners are living as I write this. Now imagine what your business would be like if you only had high achievers and no others. Honestly, you wouldn't have to do anything other than point them in the direction you want them to go and get out of their way. You'd spend most of your time trying to stay ahead of them. They'd fix all your process problems. They'd solve all your customer issues. They'd find ways to save you money, make you money, and invest your money. Would you have to pay them more to stay on your team? Absolutely. Would it be worth every penny of it? Absolutely. Would you beat the pants off your competition? Absolutely. Would your competition be scratching their head wondering how you got so successful? Absolutely. So if that's all true, why are you holding on to anyone on your team who is not a high achiever? Nick Saban didn't, and look at the results he achieved. Look, you may not be an Alabama fan. To be honest, I'm not. Sorry, Dr. Henry. Don't hate me for being so honest. But you don't have to be a fan to see that Nick Saban knew something about building a winning team. And I think we as business owners should take his advice to heart. Let me repeat it one more time just to let it sink in. High achievers don't like to be around mediocre people. And mediocre people don't like to be around high achievers. If you have a mix on your team, do whatever you need to do to fix it. You'll never get them to play nice together. You'll never get those who are mediocre to step up and become high achievers. High achievers have it in their blood. They've been raised to be high achievers. Your assignment as the business owner is to make an assessment, put everyone into one of these two buckets, then begin the process of emptying the mediocre bucket. The sooner, the better. Don't make this a next year project. Make this an urgent action. Will it be painful in the early stages? Sure. But will it be well worth it in the long run? Absolutely. It may take you a while for you to win the championship, but your team will get better far faster with those in the mediocre bucket no longer sitting alongside those who are high achievers. And as your business results improve, remember to thank Nick Saban and my good friend Dr. Henry. Without his sharing this advice, we'd all be stuck playing for fourth or fifth place in our divisions. If you need any help along the way, don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd be glad to help you put together a plan to transform your team from a mixed bag of talent into one that's made up of 100% pure high achievers. Now, before we go, two quick asks. Share this podcast with your fellow business owners. I'm trying to get these free business tips to as many business owners as possible. I want every business owner to be successful, and this is my gift to you and to them. Thanks for passing this along. And lastly, please leave a review on this podcast. The more thumbs up this podcast gets, the more it can be found when someone's stuck or struggling and looking for advice. Your review can help make this happen. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss being better today than yesterday. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.